Well, folks, has happened some time, a miscommunication. I thought I reminded my guests that today was their day, but they've either been detained, which can happen when you're a professional working, or they forgot. But that's okay, because we have open phones now. So what this means is don't leave me hanging. If there's something you want to promote, if there's something you want to crab about, if there's something you want to give a high five because it's a good thing happening in our community, whatever you want to talk about, this is your only place to do it. Local radio. We are the only show where we have local guests and we take local phone calls. So please give me a call right now, 223-9300. That number again is 223-9300. 1-800-228-WTAD. I know a lot of my loyal listeners that listen every day, they must have something they want to throw out as a topic. Please, don't leave me hanging. We need to talk to you today about what's going on in our community. So we've talked this morning about how crazy traffic is now that the Mark Twain Bridge is closed, and they have to shut it down completely because they're doing some structural work. It can't be done one lane at a time. Sometimes that stuff just happens. But boy, it's making a mess of things in Louisiana and in Quincy as we get more traffic off of those bridges. Most of that traffic, of course, being detoured through Quincy. And we've really got some big problems on our way. Well, look at this. I love it. The phone lines are lighting up. I'm so excited and happy. Somebody wants to be on the air with Mary Griffith as WTAD celebrates 100 years. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning, Mary. This is the old Sam the Vac Man.
Oh, Sam the Vac Man, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's my birthday today, for one, and I'm going fishing.
Well, happy birthday.
The thing I wanted to talk about is I don't understand why the city has not done anything about the intersection there at 4th and Main, because the tenants there at Lincoln Douglas, there's three of them that had been hit. They had some paper signs up saying watch for pedestrians, but they're torn in half.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have these big truckers now trying to speed through the light, and they're going so fast to get to the next one, and they have to use their Jake brake to be able to stop.
Well, first of all, it's not the city's responsibility. So I'm just going to tell you that right now. It's the state of Illinois' responsibility. Now, again, I'm not trying to pass the buck. I mean, I think the city would probably, you know, at very limited taxpayer expense, be happy to put up a sign that they could put probably in the median there. But it is technically the responsibility of the state. And I agree with you. It's a very dangerous intersection. They did have watch for pedestrian signs, and some jack whatever tore them off.
Well, they're made out of paper.
They weren't made out of paper. They weren't made out of
paper.
Well,
they weren't made out of metal, that's for sure.
No, they were not made out of metal. I know that, but they were not made out of paper. They were made out of a rigid plastic thing. But anyway, you're right. There's somebody downtown that likes to tear down signs and tear down placards. And I've put stuff up at the Lincoln Douglas and had it torn down before. So there's somebody that really...
Oh, I have too.
Yeah, there's somebody that doesn't like signs. But the bottom line is that's the state of Illinois. And I think that if you call, I think it's very, very good that you brought this up. Hopefully somebody from the city of Quincy is listening, because they can call the state of Illinois and get this problem solved, because it is very dangerous on a normal day. It's extremely dangerous when this is happening. So,
yes, and then also that road is so bad. Them trucks go by and they even shake the building. They're so rough.
Well, you know, that's all going to be fixed eventually, but you got to give them time. I mean, that new bridge will come in, and that'll all be... Look, this problem's going to solve itself, okay? But, yeah, we don't want anybody to get killed. When that new bridge is put in, you're going to see a lot different traffic pattern downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to... But we can't wait.
When are they supposed to start that, do you know?
Within the next 10 years. Yeah, well, that's true.
I might not be here that long.
Well, I agree. I mean, you and I might not make it to see it come to an end. Hey, I want to ask you about another topic since I got you on the air. When we were talking about China a couple of weeks ago, you called in and said that, you know, the China policy of limiting births, now they're actually encouraging the birth rate in China. The reason you know about this is because you married a Chinese national and she still lives in China. Are they literally paying people to have babies in China now, reversing their one child policy?
From what I understand, yes, they've actually, well, and the young people aren't getting married like they used to either. They just, I don't know what the problem is. Whether they, and there's more guys than there is gals, of course.
Well, yeah, because they had the one-child policy for so long.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to have a baby girl. So they killed them all.
The girls can have their pick. You know, they don't have. They can be very choosy.
Well, that's true. They don't have to wait. Yeah, you're right. They don't have to wait. And, I mean, they can wait as long as they want till the very best guy comes along, I guess, is what I'm saying. So,
and you know they still do. My wife tried doing this. I can't believe that they still do that. She tried paying a young lady to hook up with her son and marry him. But it didn't work out, so she gave the money back.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I thought it was, okay, why are we doing this, you know?
Okay.
But they had some different cultures, that's for sure, that I wasn't used to. And the strangest thing that ever happened when I first got there, we went to her hometown and ate at her brother's house. The kitchen's kind of wide open because they cook with a huge wok with fire. It's in like a little brick oven type thing where you can put the fire underneath. And it's, yeah, I mean, it's probably 2.5-3 foot across. That's how big it is. But we started eating lunch, and of course the doors are open and everything, and all of a sudden here comes the kitty cats, and they throw food on the floor and the kitty cats eating. Then the next thing, here comes the chickens. So we're having lunch with chickens and kitty cats.
Wow, that's an unusual cultural phenomenon, because if you do that, you draw chickens and kitty cats. That's kind of odd.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want kitty cats and chickens eating with me. I don't mind if they eat my leftovers, but I don't want them eating with me. Okay.
Well, they were in there eating the same time we were. They were eating off the floor, though. They stayed on the floor.
Well, I tell you what, you've got stories to tell, Sam, and I thank you very much for calling. Good luck fishing today, okay?
I hope so. I hope. Well, I've always wanted to catch a 60-pounder. That's on my bucket list, but I really only want to catch a 59. That way I don't have to have my bucket list and I can keep going.
So for a catfish, what are you down by the grain elevator? Where are you looking for a 60-pound catfish? Down by the elevator?
Oh, any place.
Well, they're not going to hang out any place. They got to be by a grain-fed source, don't they?
Well, they close to the dam in real deep water, but I don't have a boat, so I can't get out there.
Okay.
So it'll just be pure luck if that happens.
Well, cast long, long out into the middle, and we wish you the best of luck, okay?
Yeah, well, the Fishing from Freedom, of course, was not this last, but the two weekends ago, and the biggest one caught was a 65-pound flathead.
Wow. Okay, so it's out there.
My little 9-pounder didn't count.
Okay.
You have a great day, Mary, and we hope to see you sometime soon.
Thank you so very much. Sam Franklin, Sam the Vac Man, he's retired now. He lived in China for a long time. Now he's back in the United States because he had to come here for some health treatments, and we're glad he's back, but we wish we could get his wife here. Okay, folks, that does it. Now you need more people to call. So what have you got to talk about? There must be a story you can tell. Come on. 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. What's on your mind today? And really, it's okay. Just bring up a problem. If we don't have the solution to it, maybe somebody else does. Or if you want to say something great about what's going on in our community, please feel free to do that. This is your local radio station. We are 100 years old. And if we don't keep our local radio stations alive, they're going to go by the wayside. And I've been here for 37 of those years, even though I can't imagine that I'd last that long, but that's okay. We've got another caller. Thank you for your patience. You're on the air on the Mary Griffith Show. What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning. I've been working, my name's Jess, but I've been working, trying to get a program going to assist veterans with PTSD service-related. I see many of them end up going through the legal system, and I don't think there's been adequate representation of these gentlemen usually. There can be ladies who've also done it, but it usually, in my experience, has been gentlemen. And honestly, it's a dumb question, but I've actually tried to reach out. I want to do some light advertising for it, and I don't know a phone number to call to speak with somebody about that. Is there a phone number for the station, or
okay,
is it all just email?
No, there's a phone number, and I'm going to have to think about it. Well, I'm thinking, okay, our phone number is 224-4102.
Okay.
224. But now let me tell you this, and of course I welcome advertising. We welcome advertising, but are you familiar with the Veterans Commission here in Adams County? Are you familiar with the fact that we already have an organization they were on my show yesterday. We have all these veterans. Dot Foods has an organization. We have lots of organizations to help veterans. Now, I understand just having an organization doesn't mean that the people will go there to get help. But are you not familiar with the Veterans Commission?
Oh, no, I'm very familiar with the Veterans Commission. I'm also familiar with the folks down at the VA, home, and I've sent them some stuff. But basically, again, what we're doing is we're providing free legal representation, but it's very narrow, very limited scope. And I'm just trying to get a little bit of word out. The folks over there,
great.
They're familiar with it.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, legal. That sounds great. Well, I tell you what. Call the radio station, and if you want to as well, you can also go on our website and leave your number, and somebody will get back to you. But yeah, if you call that number now, don't let them pawn you off, because sometimes they'll just send you to voicemail. Say you were talking to Mary Griffith on the show. You want to talk to an advertising rep? They'll get you in the right voicemail. Okay.
That's very helpful. Could you tell me the number again, though, because I'm in my car and I just want to make sure I remember it.
224-4102. 224-4102.
All right. Well, thank you so very much.
Thank you so very much for your call today. How wonderful. Somebody who wants to do something great for our community. Folks, that's what it takes. It takes just getting to know. It's a good number. Keep that number if you ever want to advertise on WTAD. We welcome your money, and this is a great place to advertise. We've got to head up to the URSA Farmers Cooperative. Coming up, we've got information about State Street Bank, about domestics, and about a speaker series that is tomorrow night right here in Quincy featuring the Black Churches of Adams County. Stay tuned. Thank you, Nat King Cole, and I am glad that the summer is arriving. We're going to have a little bit of heat this week, that's for sure. But remember, Harvest Ridge Coffee is delicious iced as well. And I often do that in the summer. I ice my Harvest Ridge Coffee, which we enjoy every day here at the Radio Ranch, and you can too. Get a cup at your local convenience store. Many restaurants in our area serve Harvest Ridge Coffee. Ask for it by name. Or just get it delivered to your office like we do here at the Radio Ranch, or buy some and take it home. The beans are hand-roasted and ground up in small batches, so you always have a great cup of coffee. Waiting for your phone calls at 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. I can't believe nobody has anything they want to discuss. You see, I think this is my problem now. Everybody hides on social media. But I'm not going to say your name. You don't have to tell people who you are or anything like that. If there's something you want to discuss, please give us a call at 223-9300. And someone has done just that. Good morning. Thank you for your phone call. What's on your mind today?
I want to know what happened to your reception. I live 30 miles east of here at the edge of the county, and I cannot get you on the radio.
At any time of day?
Any time of day. It started back in December, and I kept hoping you would whatever change your towers or whatever you did. But anyway, since then, the closer I get away from home, I pick up reception on the car. But as far and same way, the farther you go out, which I understand you would lose reception.
Well, right, but we should.
I always got it on the radios.
Yeah. I tell you what, we shouldn't be losing reception there. Without giving away too much personal information, where exactly is your location where you're having trouble receiving it at home? I mean, you don't have to give me your exact.
South of Siloam Springs.
South of Siloam. Well, you shouldn't have a problem, but if you've had a problem for a long time, I'll let the engineer know about it. Now, let me tell you another thing, and this trick may work or may not. We are also at 103.3 on the FM dial. So you might...
I'll try that one.
You might try 103.
I know I can get it. I can get it at my son's home and lives down south of the airport. But I just can't get out where I live.
Well, my brother listened to WTAD on his way home to Dallas, and he got us all the way to Kingdom City, Missouri. So our signal is a lot stronger than that, so something's gone wrong. You just can't get it in your house? Can you get it in your car radio all the way out there?
Not until I get like a mile from home.
Wow. Okay, well, I wish I could help you. I don't know what the problem is, but I'm going to alert our chief engineer. And what you might want to do is contact us at WTAD.com and ask for either Scott Hardy or Phil Riley, and they'll respond to you with hopefully an answer to your problem. I hope it's something we can solve, but thank you for letting us know. Is there anything else on your mind today, since you obviously want to listen to WTAD? Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Nope, I think that's it. I listen to you all the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Okay, thank you. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Hello, and you are?
Jack Miller, remember? Friends of Justice.
Oh, yeah. Did you just hear me say I need a guest?
Yeah.
Okay.
You were Denver. Somebody talked to me. I got here cold. And they go, well, I'm going to go.
Ask and ye shall receive. Well, I said I need somebody to talk about something going on great in our community. And guess what? Jack Miller didn't just call on the telephone. Jack Miller showed up at the radio station, and he is here now. Welcome, Jack Miller, Friends of Justice. Justice for everyone. This is a PSA you hear running here on WTAD. Jack, welcome, and tell us about the Friends of Justice, please.
Friends of Justice is a nonprofit organization that we're raising money for reward money to solve cold cases in Adams County, which we have five.
There are five cold cases unsolved in Adams County. You're offering extra reward money. Obviously, the police are still working these cases, but really we need the reward so that somebody who knows something will come forward, right? Because that's your premise, is that somebody knows what happens, they just haven't told what happened.
I can almost assure people that the people who did most of these are still in the community. We've got Mr. Green, who is the recent one. We've got over $10,000 rewards for information. Nancy Street Matter, which was a former employee, we've gone from $3,000 to $6,000 in the last month for her. And the rest of the three, we've got anywhere from $100 to $500 rewards on them.
Okay. So these cases go cold. The police hit a dead end. It doesn't mean they stop working on them, but obviously the police have hit the dead end as far as ability to get information. When people come forward with information, how is it kept anonymous? How is their identity kept safe?
They are kept anonymous until it's time to go to court. And once somebody brought the trial, they would have to come forward and testify against them. Once the person who is on trial is sent to state pen for their crimes, that's when we give our rewards out to whoever is responsible for the lead.
So it's not just a reward for information. There has to be a conviction that comes out of the information.
Right.
Okay.
Got to be a conviction. I've been told by a couple of detectives that since we started many weeks, their detectives spend more days on cold cases now than not. So I wait 3 days out of five. There's something going on about cold cases.
Well, that's good because we want to solve these. Now, the oldest case is Michael McAfee, who was 20 years old when he was shot and killed down on the South Bottoms here in Adams County. Then we have Antoine Hunt, who was 31 years old, shot and killed in his apartment on North Fifth Street. The first shooting, the McAfee shooting, happened in 1993. The Antoine Hunt shooting happened in 2005. Clyde Jackson was shot in 2008. He was 39 years old. He was shot and killed in the parking lot at Cedar Creek Crossing. I kind of remember that one. Obviously, I was working in as a news reporter. Nancy Streitmatter, is that it? Streitmatter was killed in 2012. She was 48. That was 12 years ago. And she was found in a burned-out building, so obviously foul play. And then Dennis Green, just in 2019, he was 53, shot and killed on his front porch. So obviously, the people that did this know they did it, but they may have talked, or you may have a suspicion about somebody who might have been involved. You know, the great thing about the United States, you're always a presumed innocent until convicted. So if people have a suspicion, they can always call in and help solve these crimes with a suspicion. It may bring up material that the police officers are not aware of. You may have heard something. You may not even understand what you heard. How are most cold cases solved?
Basically, somebody is consistently trying to run them down. It takes a lot of patience, but a lot of these cases, the people who did the killing and the people around them knows about it. And after so much time, their fear of getting in trouble with the people who did the killing, right, or they get mad at them, and all of a sudden they need a good reason to come forth with the information.
It's hard to get people to testify. You have to admit that it's very difficult to get people to testify.
It's very difficult. That's why we've had a lot of people call in, but they're just not willing to go in front of a judge. Mm-hmm. And we've had several calls in, people who didn't identify themselves but had information that convinces the detective or whoever, that person knows what they're talking about. But they just need to have a reason to come forth and be public about it.
One thing that's helpful is DNA. Back then, we didn't have a lot of DNA, but if we could find some DNA, if there was something where they knew where they stashed the gloves, or they knew where they hid the gun, or they knew almost anything, it could work, couldn't it? I mean, sometimes you think, well, that I don't know how we'd ever prove it. You have to give them a tip that they can lead to some kind of evidence that would cause this to be proven, because it's very difficult to win over a jury.
Well,
I mean, after somebody's been gone for 12 years.
I've had several detectives tell me that if this person would come forward, they got all the information, they just need to verify it. People are talking, and we're just in the process of raising the funds. Right now, we're over $18,000 altogether, and we're just now getting started. I'm amazed by some of the people who want to help.
Well, let's talk about how people can help. You say you're raising funds for the Friends of Justice. This is a not-for-profit. Talk about how we can give and what the parameters for giving are. How do we get in touch with you?
Well, basically, you can call 217-209-2041 if you want to donate. We got one corporation donates $1,000 a month. We got one donate to all five of them. It seems like I have no problem getting people's ears when I start talking. I'm on the way to another corporation to pick up two donations, one for the corporation and one for all their employees. It's just a matter of take time for us to get to everybody and talk to them.
Right. So obviously, folks, every little bit helps. So if you can donate, I'm going to read the number again slowly. I got to get it close to my old bifocals here. 217-209-2041. Jack Miller is with the Friends of Justice. This group has, on your board of directors, you've got lots of prominent people.
Barry Shane, you know him.
He's the police and fire commissioner.
Right. He would come down here, but he's in Greece, Europe, on vacation. And he's supposed to bring me back a rock of some sort.
Okay.
And then next week he did involved with the Little People Golf Course. The other one is Kurt Shandy. He's in charge of security out at John Wood. He's out today, this week, for personal reasons. So,
well, you were available, so you came on down.
Yeah,
I'm happy.
I was driving around. I've seen that you were in kind of a dire need.
Well, you know, I was in dire need. You know, I want people to talk about things that are interesting, and you certainly have something interesting to talk about. So thank you for coming by. Folks, these murders are not going to be solved unless somebody comes forward with information. If you know the whereabouts or any particulars about the murders of Dennis Green, of Nancy Streetmatter, of Antoine Hunt, of Clyde Jackson, of Michael McAfee. The Michael McAfee murder case is now 31 years old. And if you were afraid to talk 31 years ago, maybe all the people you're afraid of are gone now. Maybe they've moved out of town. Maybe you've moved out of town. It's time to come forward with some information.
We may have a number six. It's very interesting. A guy from Fowler's that his great-uncle was murdered in 1944. And we're waiting to get more information about that one.
Okay, so folks, help them out. 217-209-2041, the Friends of Justice. Thank you for stopping by.
You're my pleasure. Traffic bad on Broadway and Main.
We're going to do this all again tomorrow, folks, and we sure hope you join us. Thank you for everybody who called in today. Thank you to Jack Miller, who heard my urgent plea and came forward so that I could have a guest on the Mary Griffith Show. On Thursday, we're going to have the director or someone from the Quincy Park District. It doesn't matter who it is. It'll be great information. We are also going tomorrow have, of course, Reverend Orville Jones talking about Juneteenth, another great celebration that's coming up in Quincy. So please stay tuned and do not tarry away from the 100-year-old WTAD serving you all these years in the tri-states. And if you can't get us on AM 930, try us on 103.3, our FM signal, please.